Please sit down. This is a matter of couple of minutes. My name is Adir, and I'm going to ask you some simple question, which will help me in my investigation. You must answer honestly. First question, when did you first meet Jonas?
I first saw Jonas at the auditorium while watching the ceremony of 12. I only met him personally when he came in my room at the annex.
Next question, what subject did you talk about?
I talked with Jonas a little about his assignment for the future, which was the receiver of memory. He didn't understand the concept from what I recall.
Okay. Did Jonas ask many questions? If so, please tell me what they were.
Oh yes. I remember that Jonas wanted to know more of his assignment as a receiver. After I told him about receiving memories, Jonas anxiously asked me if I was going to transmit him the memories of the whole world, even elsewheres.
I see. How often did you talk to Jonas?
How often? Every day. Every afternoon after his school hours, he came down to the annex to meet me once more.
I understand. Did Jonas mention any dissatisfaction with the way things were? If so, what did he say?
Yes. After I transmitted him some of my memories, I felt he was ready to know about the procedures of the ceremony of release. Afterwards, he began crying. I could sense that he was in an unremarkable pain for the moment. Then he claimed miserably that he did not want to go back home.
Interesting. Was Jonas a happy boy? Did he show any signs of joy or unhappiness?
Well, that's hard to explain. All of his life he was expected to think he was happy by all means. But after I transmitted him some knowledge, he knew what happy truly means, and he felt sorry that he couldn't feel happiness and love for real.
I understand. Did Jonas question things? If so, what did he question?
Yes. Jonas did question the rules of the society. I presume that the hardest question I was to answer was, why the citizens of the community don't bear their own memories individually, instead of one man holding all of the memories.
Okay. What did you think of Jonas as a boy?
I must own to you, when I first met him, I expected things to go better than they were with Rosemary, God bless her soul. Because Jonas was such a curious young boy. He asked questions so frequently and always doubted the way things were in the community. He wanted to change things. I certainly liked that boy.
I understand. What good qualities did he have? Did he have any negative qualities? What were they?
As I said, he was a curious young boy. He always wanted to change things for the good. I truly believe that he didn't have a negative quality.
Okay, let me write it down. The next question. Why do you think he did what he did?
As I said before, Jonas always asked me why things were the way they were. Furthermore, he always wanted to change the rules in the community. So we made a decision and ran away. That's why, if you ask me.
I see. What other information can you provide me that would help the investigation?
No comment, sir. I'm too tired to answer any further questions. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, the giver, for your contribution for this investigation. You may leave now.